brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to open the phones up in this hour. I'm going to continue going over the news as best I can. In fact, in the next segment, I'm going to do a huge roundup and try to not divert off in only one story when I start reading it. But I want to open the phones up. What do you think about the big picture? Open bills introduced to ban free speech, Cyberbullying Act and others. Open bills to allow the Attorney General to ban any guns he wants or all guns at one time. Ban their manufacture. Other bills where he can put you on secret lists where you can't own guns, can't have jobs. Openly announced. The heart of tyranny. The Army saying all protests is an act of terrorism. ACLU publicly, talking about it. It's not just me putting the manual up. They're even talking about it for all you idiots in denial out there. This isn't a game. I can't believe it. And I'm going to get into Iran. That's the big news in North Korea. But I have trouble while they're about to start World War III with North. That's why they're gearing up and cracking down. And Homeland Security is being set up to make sure we go along with World War III. It's to make sure we're good little slaves and babysit us while we give our sons and daughters to the giant global New World Order war machine. And we're going to have the nice liberal leading us into war. I think they're going to stage terror attacks. I think they're going to go ahead and do something with Iran or North Korea unless we hit our knees and ask God to give us a reprieve and start living different and start showing God that we're not going to be part of this evil. I mean, people are like, well, what do we do? What do we do? I don't know. You better go to your church and stand up and speak. You better make copies of films and put them up, micro FMs, carrying this show and others. You better tell everybody about the AM and FM stations we're on. Other people you think are putting on good work, tell people about that. Call Congress, do banner hangs on highways. Go crazy. We need all of you out there that have been bunkering down for 10 years and hiding out who could see this coming. We need you to stop hiding and get in the fight, man. This is the battle. They didn't hide at the Alamo, folks. They were right up there on the parapets, and they paid with their lives. But out of their sacrifice, people saw the honorable human spirit standing up for liberty. And it kindled a great fire in the other Texans. It's the same thing at Bunker Hill, same thing at Lexington and Concord. And let me tell you something, folks. Make no mistake, I am at the Alamo right here, right now. Make no mistake, I am under attack from every side. Make no mistake, the enemy is encamped around me, and I've gotten letters out to you telling you, never give up, victory or death, we are going to win this thing. Okay? We win by fighting. We win by striving. We win by committing. We win by not being cowards. This life is a test, ladies and gentlemen. And all I'm afraid of is the New World Order putting you on Prozac. I was reading, 26% increase in Prozac-type drug uses in the last year alone? I mean, they're totally drugging everybody. I mean, it's 1984 Brave New World craziness. You know how you beat the New World Order? Husbands and wives, stop fighting with each other. Stop cheating on each other. Stop going out and acting tough at the bar instead of taking care of your kids. Get your souls back. And I'm not on some high horse. None of us are perfect. Get right with who you are. Get right with being a human being on this planet and fighting for our little sad species that's got so much potential, but almost so much bad in us. And all the things we've done wrong, we got to be ashamed of ourselves. We're here on an incredible planet with incredible technology, with an incredible future ahead of us for our species. Don't you understand those that came before us are living on through us? We're going to live on through those that come. And when you finally dial into that fact that you are in the middle of majesty and wonderment and should be joyful, joyful at creation and thankful and go completely past fear into an entirely different dimension and commit. Then your soul is beyond their reach forever. It is in the cosmos. We'll be right back, and I'll try to focus in on the news, the horror. When we get back, total transmission straight ahead. The resistance continues.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, now look, I'm just going to go ahead and go to your phone calls now because I don't want to just calmly, like it's no big deal, just kind of halfway report on this Iran situation and North Korea. I've got that in my stack. I'm going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the bottom of this hour in 22 minutes. And I'm going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv with the radio so I can play this video clip of this young lady being shot and killed. Some folks are saying it's fake. I've seen a few people die. If it is fake, it is Academy Award winning. It's the best dying scene I've ever seen. It's real. And watching that woman's soul pour out of her really touches your heart. But you've got to remember the larger mind control involved in all of this. Now, it could have been staged who shot her, and it does look staged the way it was filmed. But that I can't be 100% about. So there's something going on here. But this woman is dying. The communication in her eyes, she realizes she's about to die, and that blood comes pouring out of her mouth. I've seen people die, and that's it. So, again, either this woman is Academy Award-winning like nothing I've ever seen. I can tell you right now it's real. So we're going to go over that coming up. Yeah, and it's being shown all over CNN to freak people out and scare them. I don't particularly like showing a snuff film on air, but this is war. And I guess they showed those little kids running around on Walter Cronkite CBS News with their napalm, with their skin hanging off. So we'll show this. That's coming up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, they're not going to show you the kids with their arms and legs blown off when they start bombing Iran. No, then they won't even let the news show the Marines torturing a puppy to death, because that might turn you against the war. But, boy, if they had Al CIA to torturing a puppy, they'd show it. A little yellow lab picked out of central casting for the job. God, these people are sick. So we'll go over that. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning to you, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Well, Alex, you sound on the verge of tears today. You might even have a few rolling down your face. I don't have internet here, so I'm reading everything from your voice, which is pretty accurate usually. And remember you said yesterday on your show that you're about 2 inches away from moving your wife and children out of the country to a place of safety. You know, I put these kind of things together, and with the, like I was mentioning to John Harmon a moment ago, that, you know, you have a much wider picture on average, detail-wise, of what's really going on a day-to-day basis and where things are up to this point in time as far as the progress of the New World Order evildoers and the implementation of their agenda to bring us all down to our demise here. And Alex, I'd just like to take about a minute or so to go over something, and if you bear with me.
Sure, go ahead.
Despite the great and ever-increasing rate of the dissemination of the true facts, which fully expose the structure and objective of evil in this country as well as the whole world, we see essentially that the streets are dead silent relative to any form of protest from the people of the world concerning the nefarious and evil plan to destroy us all in short order with very cruel and painful methods. So what's holding people back from being outraged to the degree that the voices of the world...
They don't have fluoridated water in places like Iran. Notice the first thing they wanted to do in Iraq once they'd been liberated was fluoridate their water, and they do now. They also force them to buy GMO seeds. That's the only kind allowed to be shipped in. So they'll soon be docile as well. They sap the strength, as General Jack T. Ripper says. It's all about throwing it in our face in that film. You know, the precious essence. I mean, really, it attacks the organs. It attacks all the hormone, endocrine releases. And so it really is the sodium fluoride and all the other things they're putting in the water supply. But I appreciate your call. The reason I'm freaked out is I've always known the New World Order was real. I've always known they were eugenicists. It's one thing to know they were setting it all up. It's another thing to finally be getting deeper and deeper into it every day and realize that this is really happening. I mean, this is real, folks. We really have the same people that ran the Nazis and the Soviets and the Maoists in control, and they openly brag about it, and they mean business. And we've got a cowed, kind of broke back, given up public. Now, living, I've seen a lot of fights. Been in a lot of fights. A lot. I found out a lot of areas in the country aren't like where I grew up. People don't act like animals and beat the hell out of each other and beat each other to death on a routine basis. But growing up where I did in Dallas, that was the culture. And I've seen a lot of stuff, and then in college and things later. You ever seen a big guy beating up on a little guy, and it seems like he's giving up and he's being beaten, and all of a sudden the little guy, or it could be another big guy fighting another big guy, all of a sudden just decides to fight back and goes wild and opens up a can and just explosively is unstoppable. And so don't think just because a lot of people are laying down and rolling over that it's not building up to a tempest. The problem is we're thinking 2, 3, 4 moves ahead, and the New World Order is thinking 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100. They've got mathematical computer algorithms for human sociology and psychology. They've been testing. And humanity is unpredictable, but as unpredictable as they are predictable. There's a predictable quantum equation within the chaos. And so that's why People are like, all right, Americans are out buying guns en masse, getting ready for war. And whereas I say it's a good thing you're out buying guns to defend yourself, protect yourself, and yeah, that's not good for the New World Order. Still, there's a method in the madness of the establishment. And I just, because they'll sit offshore while the police and military and citizens all kill each other. You think they care? I don't have some, no, the word is, the proper word I'm not going to use because it's somewhat vulgar. I'm not excited wanting to get in a fight with the police and military. I'm not looking for it. I don't have a, I'm not aroused is, you know, what the term's connotations are. I'm not out there looking for it. Something I don't want. I want peace. But peace at any price, peace at being enslaved and cornered and shot up with chemical weapons, that's not peace. I have an inherent right as a sentient being, and I declare my right against the eugenicists to live and to not be exterminated by them, and I have an inherent right to fight them. But they want to have a fight. It's not a fight the first wave is going to win, or the second, or the third. But after we're done rioting and killing for 2-3 years, they will move in as the saviors. They'll even repudiate the group they've got in power now that's going to carry this out. You understand how that works? That's why the globalists are such masters. This isn't a Hitler or a Mao or a Stalin where the group in power really is in power, just being funded by the bankers. And then they play off other power structures and factions off against the wind-up toy or faction they've created. They're now down to the end game where they control almost every faction completely and are playing the factions off against humanity itself. And there's a few rogue pieces left that are wild cards, but they're cornered nations. And they really hate Iran because the Iranians are fighters. They're smart. They're certainly not perfect. But their elite is idealistic and really thinks they're fighting the New World Order, and they are. And so they're loaded for bear, ready to go all the way to the wall. The New World Order hates it, so they're encircling them. And oh, it's just totally sick. It's absolutely sick. Because the New World Order are a bunch of intelligent, ruthless, pot-bellied, weak pieces of garbage, but they're intellectually very strong. They're very sick people. They love hurting humanity. They love hurting innocents. They get off on it. It's what they are. And they think they're going to be able to carry this out, and they got a good chance of being able to do it, folks. But I'm telling you, you don't have any chance but to wake up and break your conditioning and come out of the cage they've got you in mentally and realize this is real. Let's go to Angel in Pennsylvania. Angel, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How are you?
Worldwide Transmission, what's on your mind?
Well, I was browsing YouTube today and came across the White House YouTube page, and I noticed that it says here that the First Lady Michelle Obama officially kicked off the United We Serve. It's a call to all Americans to join a volunteer effort this summer going into September 11th to be a part of building a new foundation for America. And I just want to say that you really hit the nail on the head. You guys have been talking about how they were going to start to promote this thing hardcore come September 11th. And, we're really in for a big, big September.
Well, just
September
to be clear, we didn't hit anything on the head. I mean, it's all announced. They're going to incrementally just start arresting people for their speech, SWAT team people for their legal guns, putting everybody on list. And they're just going to do it. I mean, they've got bills, sir, to openly seize everybody's property with any water on it, including rainwater. I mean, you can't. It says they can just take any property they want that has any water on it, period. Well water, aquifer, it's over. I mean, the little criminal city council in Austin stole over 20,000 acres off claiming it was for aquifers. And then the mayors and people openly own the hotels and condos they build on stolen property. I mean, it's just laughing with armed troops around them. It's just mafia evil everywhere. I mean, God help us.
I just want to say, I know it's tough for you because this is really big for you, but keep doing what you're doing, man. You are the reason why you give us that belief that we can actually win this. We can take over. So we need you to keep doing this. We need you to keep on. Don't give up, buddy. Don't give up.
No, I'm not going to give up. The issue is I can't believe how obvious it is. And some people are waking up. I just can't believe it's happening. I'm mourning for humanity in my country. That's really what this is. This is horrible. I'm an American. My family's been here for 300-plus years.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 22nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.33, $475.17 for a half ounce, and $237.58 for a quarter ounce. That's $950.33, $475.17, and $237.58.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
Jaron and Paul Hartman are handing me articles they're printing, and they're so fast. And every article I see reminds me of hundreds of previous ones we've covered. See, because when you do this full time, you get a clearer picture. I remember the London Guardian and New York Times about 6 years ago. I made a huge deal out of it. They said under new national compulsory service in the UK and the US, one of the jobs of the youth corps and the senior corps, the government's going to give you a computer. So when you hear these free programs for computers, oh, everybody should have a computer. It then randomly dials you into a city, tells you the tattletale phone numbers, and then has you watch people off the city cameras. Now, by law, they're going to try to make all the private businesses, Chicago's already doing this, wire into the police. And so people, by law, will be wired in watching your office and you, not just outside but inside. And no, people don't believe me. Print me this. Houston police chief wants cameras inside homes. In your house. And they got cameras in the school bathrooms now. And they go, oh, yeah, we film the children while they use the bathroom. Remember in Tennessee, visiting group of 11-year-old basketball girls? I guess they were in the 7th grade or something. And they were, after the basketball game, they went to take showers and panicked. There was a panic, it said, with girls running out into the street screaming with their parents picking them up, waiting outside, saying there's a camera in the shower. And the police said, what's the big deal? We film all the girls and boys naked. That was in the Tennessee. And they just said, it's normal. See, that's a psychological warfare thing. Yeah, we film your naked children. What's there could be crime in the showers. It's for your safety. You're not feeling well. You don't think it's normal to have your children videotaped naked. Same thing in Sacramento. The police watch the kids and they go, what's the big deal? You're not wanting to hurt them, are you? See, this is all psychologists, psychiatrists run. It's all a big joke to them to just shock you with incredible stuff and then just legitimize it. But here it is, Lancaster, PA, keeping a close eye on itself. A vast and growing web of security cameras monitors the city of 55,000 operated by a private group of self-appointed gatekeepers. There's been surprisingly little outcry. Los Angeles Times. And it's the same thing all over the world, but by law, and that's what the New York Times is now admitting, oh, the SecureCorps people are going to sit it, and it said so they don't watch the locals, they'll watch somebody else in another city, and the New York Times reported 5-6 years ago, I remember the article that said, oh, to make sure people stay on their toes, the government's going to place computer-generated fake crimes over the video images. Yeah, it's going to be fake. Just like they simulate fake terror attacks, and then 2 days later say, oh, that bus that got blown up in Belton, Texas, that car that got blown up in Belton, Texas 2 days ago, that wasn't a terror attack like we said. Yeah, they say terrorists have hit all over the, and then people freak out, why is it on national news? And they all panic and come down to the mayor's office, and then they go, it's a drill. Then it becomes a rumor they were hit by terrorists. See, it's all psych warfare. Well, it's the same thing here, where they then superimpose fake terrorists over regular city video shots to then test and see if the citizens groups that are volunteering, but in the future it's compulsory, they're saying, are really watching the computer screen. And it says, well, it's too boring because there's never any real crime, so we do simulations to make it interesting. See? To test and see if the tattling's working well, to create the psychological subconscious picture in the mind that there really are terror attacks and mass shootings going on. It's a video feed with a video game almost indistinguishable from reality overlaid. To create the psychological illusion of terror attacks. Just like these federally funded drills in Michigan and Texas and all over that have been in the news where the police come show up at elementary so the kids don't know it's fake. They call them out in the parking lot. They drill, shooting them in the head. The children cry. Teachers collapse thinking it's real. That's happened in Minnesota. One case we had the lady on. They came and told her, we're going to kill you. Took the kids out in the woods behind the school, out of the portal building, and said, you're all going to die now. Woman's now a basket case. Kids defecating on themselves. And they said, we are homeschoolers here to kill you. We are pro-Second Amendment homeschoolers. We are homeschoolers against public education. And then the parents hear about it later and say, it was a drill for homeschoolers killing us. And then the hate goes on the homeschoolers because the public is under mind control to accept whatever the police say. So they psychologically engage in double think, triple think, crime stop, as Orwell said, and decide it's the homeschoolers' fault. So now the trauma-based mind control torture is placed off of the police, who deserve the blame for the mind control op, onto homeschoolers. This is how a re-education camp works, but all of America is now a giant re-education camp with the television sets bombarding us, the schools, the corporate workplaces, all of the sensitivity training, all mass programming. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be simulcasting for the next 2 hours and 27 minutes that we have left in the syndicated broadcast. We normally simulcast the last 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv, but some days we simulcast more, obviously. Big news blitz coming up right now. I want to hit what's really happening in Iran and in North Korea right now, and how on this global grand chessboard all of this feeds in and is connected. The establishment crafts its propaganda to be very lowbrow, very simple, targeting the largest swath of the population, the lowest common denominator. And so John Bolton, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all the planners from Bush and Obama are all publicly bragging that they're staging all this in Iran right now. But they're like the match that lights the fire. The fire takes on a life of its own. And the people rioting have some legitimate claims. So this isn't a black and white issue. You have to pull back geopolitically and decide what is most moral to support and what is most moral to do. And I have wrestled with this. That's why for a week I said I couldn't really comment. I said my heart is with the protesters, but I said that can be deceiving, what's being presented. There's a fog of disinformation and war. But now we have a very clear picture. And so over a week into the rioting and death on both sides, I can comment on that, and North Korea. Just the situation is, it is very, very grave, very, very serious, rivaling the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s. We've seen nothing of this magnitude since then, and it's clear on every front the New World Order is launching offensives against free humanity on the grand chessboard, trying to take out the last few countries they don't control. Obviously, North Korea is horrible. Obviously, the mullahs are corrupt, do a lot of bad stuff. They're not as sophisticated or one-tenth as evil as the globalists, but... and not a threat to this nation, certainly. But you know, the issue is the globalists can go, oh, look, we're fighting North Korea, we're fighting the mullahs. Why is that happening now, though? What's the bigger picture? And what is the history? And, of course, the mullahs are in about five different blocks as well and constantly fighting with each other. So I could criticize the mullahs that are hereditarily related to Muhammad. But then it's almost like a legislature. It's like a royal system, but it's also legislative because the system votes their own people in and out. And then they, of course, do allow free elections. That's been documented. So it's a very, very strange system they created. But if you're going to criticize it because it is bloodline related, you can't be on these councils unless you're related to Muhammad from Saudi Arabia. What's Saudi Arabia today? Mecca. You know, the problem is to try to give people a detailed breakdown, it's so complex. That's why it's just easy for the government to go, oh, look, they're killing innocent women. Let's attack them. Oh, yes, with smart bombs. So, oh, smart bomb hit the wrong building, killed 300. Oh, another hit a car and killed 50 around it. Yeah, little kids' arms and legs blown off. But we're not going to show you the little kids. You know, there are those videos out on the web of a little kid with his bottom half blown off, crawling, and then the lights going out of his eyes, just like a light bulb turning off. I mean, we can show you that. We don't show you that to make you be anti-war because it's so horrid. We are forced to show the footage they're showing on CNN and Fox, though, in many cases unedited. Been watching CNN this morning. Sometimes they show her dying and the blood pouring out, and other times they blur the face. So I don't know what the psyop is there. Or it may just be different producers call on it. But we're going to show you the unedited video. Some people distrust the media so much they're saying it's fake. If it's fake, we know Jerry Bruckheimer on record staged the rescue of Jessica Lynch. Jessica Lynn. Time passes. Who was the girl? Jessica Lynch? Yeah, Lynch. I mean, that's admitted. Jerry Bruckheimer told the BBC that Iraqis saved her. The U.S. had already taken over that area. The Iraqi doctors came to their checkpoint and said, we have an American here and some dead from the shootout on the road. The Republican Guard has pulled back. So they said, okay, we'll be there in a little while. Sent troops, met with them, said, okay, we're going to come get the bodies. And then staged kicking in the doors and beating up the doctors. And, you know, the doctors were in there trying to kill her. And then Lynch later said, no, they saved us and this is all fake. And I didn't fight the people off. They wanted to sell women in the military. Then the family of the people that actually did fight the Republican Guard off and got killed, Hispanic gentlemen, they came and murdered some of those families. I remember this was in the news. The people that survived in her unit would be cooking hamburgers in their backyard in Phoenix, and a guy in a black uniform would pop up and double tap him in the head from 25 yards. You know, special ops murders. That was in the news at the time, but I'm already digressing. You know, you see fake stuff like that, but Bruckheimer, I don't think, could do a woman dying, the light going out of her eyes like this. If you haven't seen somebody die up close, and I've seen it repeatedly, you don't know reality when you're seeing it. Now, they could have morphed over a woman's face, another woman dying in a hospital of a car wreck or something. You know, they got tricks. But it's hard to fake somebody really dying. All the Hollywood movies I've seen, when somebody goes, you know, and dies, they're trying to fake it, but it just isn't like watching the soul go out of somebody, the essence. Anybody who's seen somebody die up close has seen it. I mean, their eyes will be open, and you literally just see the light go out of them. It's like, zzz, there's something like coming out. But side issue, very, very touching, very, very poignant. And I'm sure she thought when she was out there protesting that it was a great thing she was doing. And you can't help but support her. And it's designed so that they can bomb all the water treatment plants and all the schools and all the colleges and kill over a million, just like Iraq. Well, they've killed 1,300,000 in Iraq, according to British medical journal Lancet, who's nonpartisan and highly respected. And Iran has almost, well, it's more than double. It's almost triple. They got almost three times the population of Iraq. And when the U.S. funded the attack on Iran in the 80s, that killed over 1.5 million Iranians and 300,000 Iraqis. So the Iranians won't give up. So I'd probably say if they just bombard them, it'll kill, to blow up their infrastructure, 60, 70,000. But if they actually do some type of big civil war or invasion out of Iraq, millions, millions. And so you got to ask yourself, you want to get all emotional and call for the attack on Iran? Do you want to say, turn into a glass parking lot because that woman died? How about we nuke? And because they're talking about using nukes against Iran. You know, how about we kill a million? Because this one woman's dead. How about we kill whole houses full of kids and whole houses full of women? See, they always dehumanize the Iraqis and never show you on the news the dead kids and the dead families and the troops sitting off the side of the road shooting truckloads of families and laughing about it as the families fall out dead. And the military says, well, the troops thought they were threatened by the family. And on the audio, they're laughing. But see, when they want to make them humans, oh, look at this beautiful young lady. And they'll show the Iranian people, and folks are like, well, they look like us, or a lot like us. They look, you know, like clean-cut, sharp, smart people. I thought they were saying, you know, N-words, glass parking lot. You know, it's this sickening attitude. Let's nuke them. But see now, oh, our humanity, oh. Meanwhile, the police are being overrun. The revolution looks like it's being beaten back for now, but you never know. This stage color revolution. They're attacking and killing police, beating them to death all over the country on video. And the police, when huge crowds are climbing up the barricades, setting buildings on fire, are selectively shooting people to drive them back. And that's how the revolution in Lexington and Concord began. But that was a real revolution of the colonies, and you better believe that Sam Adams was there manipulating the whole situation. But he believed their cause was right. They wanted to have the confrontations. They wanted to get the fight started. So you got to morally decide who's running this fight and is it moral. And when you find out the CIA and the New World Order, the ones putting IQ reducer in your tap water, the ones shooting your kids up with mercury and saying mercury's good for children's brains on the news, when you realize they're the ones, no doubt, orchestrating this, even the CIA even picking the color green, because that's the Islamic color. This guy's an Islamicist insider. The guy tied into the CIA on record from the Iran-Contra situation as the foreign minister making the Iran-Contra deal. Even beforehand, he's the main spook of anybody in the Iranian government. This is the guy the most hooked up with the West. And so you got to ask yourselves, why are they showing you this woman and not the videos of women being shot with 50 cals for target practice entertainment at 2,000 yards away, as described by newspapers like the London Guardian, London Telegraph, in front of British reporters? U.S. Marines with 50 cals shot a woman with a 3-year-old holding her hand walking down the desert path and just made a bet in front of them about, I bet I can blow her effing head off, and then did it. And was described in the paper by the news. And the newspaper people attacked the Marines and said, what's your problem? And the Marines screamed, we'll kill more effing little children. We love it. And it described the devil tattoos and everything on them. I mean, this is evil. And the reporters had souls and were like, you just blew that woman's head off like she was a watermelon you bought at the store. And, you know, shot with a 30-odd six to watch it shatter. Or like a milk jug full of water. When I was a kid growing up, we used to go down to the farm. My dad would put a little gasoline in a milk cart and stick a rag in it, light it, shoot it. Boom, you know. Having a little fun with a milk cart. No, let's do it with a woman with a three-year-old she's holding by the hand. This is confirmed. Oh, but you're not going to want to hear about that. You want to hear about this so you can then hate the Iranians and go in there and blow that country back to kingdom come, just like Serbia, just like Iraq. Anybody tries to build their own country that's a first-world nation, 65% urbanized. Tehran looks like New York City in the mountains. Gorgeous. Go look at it. But see, they got to have their water fluoridated. They got to eat GMO. They got to have that light. They look like people in old photos from the 30s and 40s that have that light in their eyes that are awake and alive. If you look at Americans, it's like, because we're drugged out. We're entertained out. We don't have that spark, folks. They want to, they're in Serbia now. They fluoridated their water. Oh, we invaded just to do this because we care about you. You're not going to complain anymore after this. Drink up. You understand how diabolical this is? Let's go ahead and read you some of this. I'm going to play the video. Iran fury as YouTube screens last moments of woman shot dead at Democratic rally. See, they're using Twitter, which they admit the CIA was pushing these Twitters out day one. John Bolton's bragging about it. I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on for 45 minutes. Former Wall Street Journal editor, syndicated columnist, as he went through all the admissions. The White House admits Bush and Obama, they're running these covert ops at destabilization. Now, the kids have been oppressed. There is oppression there, like any government. I'm not defending it. The issue is this is a false revolution. And these kids don't understand. It's they don't intend the revolution to win. It is meant to make Iran look bad in American people and British people's eyes and Europeans' eyes so there can be a bombardment of Iran using many nukes that Israel says they're getting ready to do. Remember Jerome Corsi? I want to get back on about this. Like, let's say, you know, that guy's all hooked up into this stuff. And he's like, suddenly, about a year ago, oh, I don't want to attack Iran now, Alex. He had been back when that was the Bush policy. Then he shifts to, oh, no, we need to fund the revolution because the Iranian people don't like their government, which a lot of them, it's true. But the issue is the globalists don't have something good in mind for Iran. They have something bad in mind, dehumanization, destruction of their infrastructure. So going over this story, Iran furious YouTube screens last moments of woman shot dead at democracy rally. An Iranian woman looks up at the camera as she lies dying on the streets of Tehran after Saturday's democratic protest. Blood starts to pour from her mouth and her nose. Yeah, she gets hit in the heart. Aorta is blowing. It's going into her lungs. It's horrible. And, well, you can tell. She's been hit. She's realizing, oh, my God. And just her eyes just blaze with life force. It's like a sun when it's about to burn out. First gets real bright, or a light bulb when it's about to burn out gets real bright. The universe is all the same, just like shh, her eyes go, shh, like I'm young, I wanted to have kids, I wanted to live, and they go, shh, she's dead. I mean, it's very touching. So we're going to go ahead and roll this tape. Here it is, unedited. Are we playing the CNN or the raw footage? Raw footage, go ahead and roll it. Yeah, you can't fake that. Now, when they bombard Iran, there's little kids laying dead everywhere, and there's dead women all over the place, and there's people screaming and crying. You're not going to see it on the news. You're just going to see boom, boom, as buildings are blowing up. Pull up Shock and Awe. Pull up the 2003 bombardment of Baghdad for folks. You're going to get to sit back and pop beer. Them bastards killed that girl. And you're going to sit there while people are dying by the hundreds every time one of those 2,000-pound bombs goes off. And the United States government, hijacked by the foreign bankers, admits on record that they're funding four Al-Qaeda groups inside Iran, which is Shiite, the opposite group of Islam, to destabilize them. Blowing up mosques, bombing school buses, killing whole mosques full of people, whole blown to bits. Oh, but that's on Iranian TV. That's not on TV here. And our criminal government admits they're doing it. Like, do something, Iran. Do something. We're going to nuke you. Oh, you won't fight back. We're going to fund a revolution.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses.
Without a
long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
This is the end, beautiful prayer. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
I haven't even gotten into the North Korea situation. New World Order's moving on all fronts. They're moving here domestically, saying all protest is terror. That's another thing. You see this poor woman get killed. I've got lots of footage of cops beating Americans and British to death and shooting you with rubber bullets and killing you. And footage of cops shooting Americans handcuffed in the back and then not getting in trouble. Remember this? Woman dies after head injury sustained after Red Sox win. Talk about a way of spinning it. We could play the video of this. Cops walk up, shoot her at less than 10 feet in the face. She comes walking out of a bar, journalism student, no criminal record. And the cop, maybe we should pull that up, shoots her right in the face with a rubber bullet shotgun. He knows you're not supposed to shoot you any more than 35, 40 feet, depending on the load. I mean, they know that kills people. He didn't care. He shot her. Her eye went back in her brain. She died. Now, you're not going to see that. She died in minutes. You're not going to see, up-close video footage. The police fought to not release their own internal video. I never saw that. I saw chopper video of him, like, 10 feet away shooting her right in the face. I mean, right in the face. She comes walking out. He thinks it's a video game. He wants to have some fun tonight. He's bored in this Stormtrooper outfit. You die, lady. Now, are we going to have a foreign government bombard the entire United States because they killed this woman? Again, we don't know who shot this woman in the chest, but we know at these rallies, if you pull back with the footage, they're burning cars, burning buildings, moving up, attacking and beating the police to death. The police are going to shoot you. It's going to happen. And again, that's the facts here, is that they want to go bombard Iran and not show you all the dead kids, but they want to show you this woman dying. Show them shock and awe, folks. Now, they don't show you the up-close people getting killed when it's the globalist attacking a country. They will only show you from a distance. And it's like, oh, look at the fireworks display, honey. Oh, look, flashes in the night sky. Oh, how dare those Iraqis shoot their primitive anti-aircraft up into the sky. Those dirty terrorists. We're only blowing up all their... Oh, there you go. Oh, we blew up a whole apartment building full of men, women, and children. Oh, it's just war. These things happen. The Japanese, even though they tried to surrender unconditionally, they deserved to have Hiroshima and Nagasaki A-bombed. Even though the Flying Tigers, for a year and a half before they attacked Pearl Harbor, were attacking them in China. Oh, and again, I'm just stating the facts here. So it'll be nice distance photos of skyscrapers being blown up full of people. But when it suits them, they'll show you the woman up close, gasping and fighting for her life. I'm going to get into North Korea after some more calls and then another big, huge news blitz. And I have a Texas state senator coming on about the police all over the country robbing everybody. And finally, because of you getting the word out, mainstream media is admitting the new Federal Reserve takeover bill is all over all of government, total dictatorship of the Fed. We're going to talk about that as well. So Jim, Beverly, John, Lou, and others, that is coming up. Before I end this hour, I need to start thanking sponsors. I only have one sponsor an hour, but I always wait till the end of the show to start plugging them, so I need to need to get to those now. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the name in high-quality, storable foods. They have just incredibly good prices, non-GMO, non-hybrid, clean, healthy, grown right here in the United States food. Really tasty stuff as well. 1-800-409-5633. Get prepared. Get some storable food. Stop crushing the system. Get self-sufficient, ladies and gentlemen. I have bought my storable food from them. That's why I got them as a sponsor. I'm like, hey, this is actually good storable food. The other stuff I bought is junk. I'll call them and get them as a sponsor. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.